Members of Hamas fired thousands of rockets from Gaza this morning and sent fighters across the border. Jerusalem's deputy mayor, Fleur Hassan Nahum, says the attack took them by surprise.
This has been an incredible psychological victory for Hamas, the fact that they managed to infiltrate into Israel. This is something that in their wildest dreams they couldn't have expected to get away with. So they're having their moment of victory right now, but in the end, of course, we will win.
Israeli commentator Danny Seidman says the attack will be felt for years to come.
This is an earthquake in Israel. It's a country in a deep state of shock. We don't know the full picture, but it is clear that Israel will not be the same country when the smoke clears.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says citizens have a right to defend themselves against their occupiers. Meanwhile, Rishi Sunak has condemned the attacks by what he calls Hamas terrorists. Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer says there's no justification for the attack, adding it undermines any chance for future peace in the region. The UK Foreign Office is advising against all travel to Gaza. Elsewhere, Angela Rayner says her number one focus in government would be to unlock more affordable homes. The Labour Party says this would be through a plan to get tough on developers. ScotRail, Scotland's national train operator, is warning of disruption to services as heavy rainfall is expected, and amber weather for rain and flooding in parts of Western Scotland has been issued. In sport, Tottenham are hoping to become the new Premier League leaders with victory at Luton this lunchtime. They are one of only two teams who have yet to lose a top-flight game this season, and in the Scottish Premiership later, Celtic will face Kilmarnock. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Good afternoon. How are we? I know every time. Welcome to the Weekend Wind-Up on Phoenix 98 FM. I know every time. Should we do this?
Something on your mind. I know if you know that you wanna get. you like to party and you wanna get on down. Let me tell you, baby, that you come to the right town. Cause it's party time, you gotta get your groove on. I know you wanna dance from night to dawn. Baby, got it going on, I don't see nothing wrong. You dance pretty hot and I know you like my song. So move it like that, rat tat tat. Now we'll confirm that you know where it's at.
Just come around.
If you wanna have a good time,
get on that,
just come around.
Just come around.
If you wanna have
some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
So good afternoon, as I said, welcome to the Weekend Wind-Up here on Phoenix 98 FM. How are you? Happy Saturday. You're with me now and you feel good Saturday on with the Weekend Wind-Up until 3 o'clock this afternoon. So good to have your company. Thanks for sticking with us. We appreciate it. Got great music for you today, so hoping you stay tuned. But obviously, your requests and everything like that, just get in touch. You can email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. Do tell me what you've been up to, how your week's been, what you're up to the weekend. I'm looking forward to this weekend. Be good. Hope you are too. Whatever you're up to. But do get in touch. Drop me an email. And all usual features today. Great cover from another. Bit of a classic one. Danny's Choice is a stormer today. And some great music. So make sure you stay tuned and get in touch, and I'll keep you entertained for the next 3 hours.
My Am I a dreamer?
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. Now, before I carry on and I play some more music, I just want to talk to you about, very quickly, about our friends at the Brentwood Food Bank. They're kind of part of a nationwide network of food banks, and they're supported by an organisation called the Trussell Trust. And they obviously work to combat poverty and hunger across the UK. And last week, in just 2 days, they're based at Doddinghurst Road Church. The food bank fed 199 local people who weren't able to make their budget stretch and because of other commitments and provide food. 199 people in 2 days, which is quite shocking really, isn't it? And basically they need items, so they're looking for donations if we can. So if you can get in touch with them, they'd love it. You can email them info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. That's info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. They're also on Facebook as well, and they have a website. And you can even call them 01277 224 528. That's 01277 224 528. Now they're looking for tin goods, so things like ham, corned beef, salmon, tuna. They're looking for kind of chili con carne, potatoes, casseroles, ravioli, spaghetti, custard, pasta, all of those sorts of things, biscuits. So if you can kind of, when you're out and about shopping, if you kind of just see a buy one get one free maybe, and you can afford to do so, just maybe do it and then drop the donation down to them, because they are really in need, and it'd be great if we can support them because they are doing such a worthy job. So do check them out. That's the Brentwood Food Bank, and they're based at Doddinghurst Road Church. And give them a call and see what they need. Anyway, going to carry on out with the new track. I played it a couple of weeks ago. This is the new one from Take That, as we know. Different sounding direction for them. Interesting to see what the new album's going to be like, isn't it? Whether it's going to go down this route or not. And I know there are quite a few of you out there messaged during the week to say you got your Take That tickets. You remortgaged like I did you, to get them? Yeah, it's crazy prices, weren't they? Absolutely. But it will be worth it. But this is the new one, and it's got so much airplay everywhere. So hope you like this. This is Windows.
I've been through a year of madness.
replace my hope with sadness. If I'm waking up the hardest, and every day felt the longest. All blessings were unwanted, constantly haunted.
FM travel news.
Okay, first travel update of the day from me today. Roads are quite busy. You've got the A128. There's a broken down vehicle around the Ingrave area, which is causing some backlog of traffic. So avoid the area if you can. On the A1023, it's come off the Brook Street roundabout into Brentwood High Street. Looking like there's been an accident at the moment. Traffic's being held. Not sure why, but I think it might be an accident. So that's only just happened. So just avoid that if you can. Now, there are roadworks just before the Brook Street roundabout on the M25 heading towards the Queen Elizabeth Bridge. So just avoid that. Traffic is still moving. It's fine. It's just a bit slower than usual. Gallows Corner. There was an accident earlier on this morning. It's now been cleared, but that's seen a backlog there. So traffic is now moving okay. But just be mindful it might still be busy. Apart from that, all other roads looking okay at the moment. Now, as we know, there was industrial action this week on the trains. Some train services, although they are kind of the industrial action has stopped, they are still affected. So there are certain timetable alterations on C2C and Greater Anglia Network. So do check with them before heading out. And currently, London Underground delays on the Circle Line, District Line and Bakerloo Line, with a planned closure on the Waterloo Line as well. But I'll keep you updated on that in the next hour.
If you don't wanna see me, beautiful 180. Crazy. Thinking about the way I was. Did the heartbreak change me? Maybe. But look at where I ended up. I'm all good already. So moved on. It's scary. I'm not where you left me.
guys fell into a bucket of cream. Here's two guys that fell into a radio station to talk about movies on Phoenix FM.
So it's Saturday afternoon. It's the Phoenix Film and DVD Review with Mr. Mark Seeby. Hello, mate. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Spencer. I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all. Looking forward to today. So what delights have you got for us?
Well, we are now, I think we can start to say this, we're now into awards territory.
Yes,
so,
we are.
Well, we will still get big blockbusters, you know, coming up at towards Christmas and maybe one in a couple in November. But we are in awards territory. We're starting to get the trickle of awards coming through, the awards nominated or the awards hopefully nominated movies. So we're going to be talking about quite a few of those over the next several months, to be honest. But there's a film that's out in cinemas now that may be up for awards. I don't know, but it's certainly a film that I think a lot of people have memories of the item. So this is a film called Blackberry, and it's about the Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. So this story is about the meteoric rise and catastrophic demise of the world's first smartphone. Now, we spoke about this briefly, didn't we? And you were like, yeah, you had one, didn't you?
I did very briefly. We were talking about, if you remember, I said I had a pager, the Blackberry. That's how old I am. But yeah, the Blackberry. And it was kind of, for a short amount of time, Blackberry was the only thing anyone was talking about. Like, oh, have you got a Blackberry? Yeah, I've got a Blackberry. And it was kind of, you know, you saw people walking about using their Blackberry really prominently, didn't you? And it was kind of like the thing to have.
It was. I used to work in a phone shop as well. Yeah, but when I was there, it was just as BlackBerry was on its way out. And, you know, the first colour screens were in and camera phones were coming in. So I don't know too much about BlackBerry, apart from obviously what you were saying, which was there was this thing going around, like, have you got a BlackBerry? Have you got a BlackBerry? You know, it was all of those. Yeah. So to me, coming to this having never had one, but knowing about it sort of roughly, I found this film, it's quite a shocking account of the highs and lows of that actual item, but also about those who were involved in the making and marketing of the BlackBerry. I mean, I could not take my eyes off this film because it's so fascinating. The other thing about this film is it's really aggressive, and that is because when it comes to the techie nerds who are in this, who have invented this haphazard smartphone without really knowing it, they come into contact with marketing man Jim Balsey. He is one of the most ferocious guys you are likely to see. And you can, like, he's sort of a cross between Ari Gold from Entourage and Jordan Belfort from The Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy lives and breathes business. And he sees the BlackBerry before anybody else. He just happens to see it just on an off chance. And he looks at it and he thinks, this is going to revolutionize the mobile phone business. So he joins this company and sets out to sell it in the most aggressive manner possible to the network providers, you know, the people who sell the mobile phones. Anytime Basil is on screen, the film feels like it is jumping out at you. It's screaming at you. You must buy a BlackBerry. It's so ferocious. And the guy is the ultimate antagonist.
At that time when Burberry was around, there were a lot of guys like that.
Yeah.
There were a lot of guys like that. That seemed to be the way you succeeded in business.
Yes. Yeah. It's very Wall Street. You know, if you remember Michael Douglas.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's very much like that, but for the modern era, sort of. But I love that about the movie. I love the fact that it wasn't afraid to go hard and heavy on the selling point. I love the fact that you had these techie nerd guys who would not say boo to a ghost, and yet you have, on the other side of it, this guy who knows how to sell, who knows the business, and he's the guy who's selling it all. And I love the fact that he's so aggressive with it that I was like, I think I might have to leave here and buy a BlackBerry. It feels like he's telling me to. So you've got all of this aggression. And the thing is, it doesn't start like that. It starts in the mid-90s, and it shows you with these techie, nerdy guys who are amazing at inventing stuff. but they've got no way of selling it. They just don't have a sales technique at all. And we see that very early on where they go in and they've got like a board and they're trying to write stuff out and the guy doesn't understand what's happening. So obviously they bring in someone who even they're scared of. And it's an interesting dynamic to watch play out in this film because you've got these placid guys who are afraid of the man who is selling their product and they never question anything he does because it's making them rich. Now, of course, this is where the downfall starts to happen and it is a spectacular downfall. I was completely took with how badly this company went down and the way that the film documents this. It's... Do you know,
and was it quick as well? Was it quick
was,
how it went
it
down?
It was so quick. It's so quick. It's unbelievable. And in a weird way, and, you know, I don't mean this to sound horrible or anything, but in a weird way, I found the demise quite thrilling to watch. And as I said, I don't mean it in a bad way, but in a way that I'm like, you know, these guys, these tech guys, these nerdy guys who are really shy are losing their jobs. They're losing all of their money and whatever else. And it's a shame for them. It's not so much a shame for Jim Basile because you kind of hate him from minute one. So you don't care that he's lost it, but it's the others. So in a weird way, I found the demise thrilling. I found the rise exciting.
And was the demise down to that one guy?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't want to spoil why, but it was something where, as I said, I didn't know too much about it at all. I was like, wow, okay, blimey, this is, you know, here's a company that had the world at its feet. And the way it went down, wow, blimey, it just, whew. The one thing I've got to mention, actually, Spencer, as well, in this movie is the guy who plays Jim Basile. Glenn Howerton. Now, some people might not know this guy's name.
No, I don't know him, no.
Okay, so he's normally known for his comedic roles. I think most people might know him from his performance in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which is a brilliant TV series. But this is not a comedic performance. It's anything but that. It's ferocious, it's nasty. You know, this is a guy who snarls and spits and barks and bites. It is, as I said earlier, it's a literally frightening performance. He is frightening you into buying a BlackBerry. It's so good. I was blown away by Glenn Howerton's performance here because I just didn't think we would get anything like that at all.
It feels a very organic anger rather than kind of like this faux anger that they're trying to put on.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's coming from somebody who you would not expect it to be doing. Right. You remember when Robin Williams was in Insomnia with Al Pacino and everybody went, oh my goodness, I'm really afraid of him. Like, you know, he's the killer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the type of thing we've got here. You take this comedic actor who, you know, I'm sure he can turn his hand to a lot of acting, but when you put him in a situation, you're not expecting that. And I think that's what caught me off guard in a very good way. I think Glenn Howerton in this makes it. I think he's absolutely brilliant. But then the whole film really captivated me. It's so well told. It's really addictive, I guess, like the BlackBerry itself. It's just one heck of a story. And it is, yeah, it's one heck of a really good film as well.
I sense. Things, subject matters like that, you think to yourself, if you saw it on paper, you think, well, a film about BlackBerry is like, what? But it's just... I was the same when I watched Tetris. I know Tetris was kind of, you know, but when that was out, a couple of years ago now, the Tetris film. But I presume you saw that, yeah?
I did, yeah, I really liked it.
So did I, and I watched this, I thought, God, I hated Tetris. It was like, what on earth is this going to be about? But I absolutely loved it. And it was kind of like the fact that there was a truth element to it as well was just unreal.
Yeah,
I thought it was just amazing. I really did.
I'm pleased you brought up Tetris, actually, because BlackBerry is very similar in its in the way that it builds up tension.
I was
going to
ask that. Yeah.
It's very similar to that. Of course, you know, Jim Basile is not fighting against the Russians or anything, but there is that similar tension in this movie. It's, you know, it could be a light-hearted look. It's not. It's a really angry and aggressive look. And as I said, I know that's going to put people off, but it shouldn't do because it's really thrilling.
Oh, that sounds amazing. That's one definitely for the list. Thank you. Right, can the next one live up to that hype?
Well, now we've got a film. This is on digital platforms now, so you can rent it from home. This is about four Asian American friends who travel to China to help one of them find her birth mother. This movie is called Joyride. It's two words, joy and ride. Just because obviously there's loads of films out there called Joyride. It's just making sure of that. But
is this the lead actress that was in the
Shang-Chi?
Shang-Chi, yeah,
it is. Yes,
okay,
yes.
Okay, yep, I've seen this
advertised, yeah. Yeah, and now the thing is, this is a comedy, but this has got, I would say, about 70% of the attitude that BlackBerry has got. And I like about it. I like the fact that it's kind of, it's in your face, but it's funny. That's the point of it. I laughed a lot.
It's juxtaposed,
here.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. Yeah. There are some light jokes in here. You know, it's just some, you know, whatever else. Then there is some very dark, almost gallows humor jokes in here as well. And alongside them being some very, 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 very rude jokes, which I very much liked. This is a film that goes for the jugular when it comes to comedy. And I think it almost hits it 100%, really. I say almost because there are times where I think it's trying too hard to be over the top funny and over the top gross out comedy, and I think it does fall flat on a few occasions. You'll watch this and you can tell it desperately wants to be,
they've just pushed it a bit too much. Yeah,
but you can tell they're desperately wanting it to be like Bridesmaids 2, something like that, you know. That's the thing. But it doesn't come close to Bridesmaids, because I still think that's a hilarious movie. But it's still a fun movie. You know, when it's playing by its own rules and doing its own thing, and it lets the comedy come naturally between the four women in this, who I think are naturally funny as well, it works. But when the dialogue and all the situations get forced into a storyline, which happens a few times, I think it loses its way a little bit too much. Having said that, in amongst the comedy, and some lack of comedy as well, there is a really heartfelt story about identity and trying to understand where you come from. So Audrey is the woman who's trying to find her birth mother. But she's not only struggling to find her, but also struggling to try and understand why she was given up for adoption. So I found that quite intriguing and at times quite emotional as well. Now, if the film, I think it had gone down the drama only route, then this film, I think, could have really hit a lot of emotional buttons. And it does hit quite a few along the way. And I think Audrey's story is wonderfully played out when it gets really serious. I think it also helps that Ashley Park, who plays Audrey, is a very charismatic actor. She does the comedy in this movie very easy. It just comes to her very naturally. But having to do emotional work, emotional heft for what her character is going through, I think is asking a great deal, especially when she's got to switch between that and the comedy. And I think she does it very, very well. I was really impressed with her performance in this. I've seen Ashley Park in a couple of things through the years, not loads of stuff, so I don't really know too much about her. But I thought she was the standout here. I thought she was absolutely fantastic. I look forward to what she's doing next. She really carried this movie. As I said, the gross-out comedy bits, when they're good, they're really good. But it's the heartfelt story here, actually, because it's a bit of a strange idea that you come to this movie wanting a non-stop riotous comedy about these women trying to help one of their own find their birth mum. And then what you get is this sort of emotional story about a woman going on a journey to discover who she is. And it's blended just quite nicely. As I said, some bits don't work, a lot of it does, though. And I think by the end of it, it feels much more like you've come out of a movie that's like a heartfelt watch rather than a full-on comedy.
It doesn't get lost in the comedy, no?
It doesn't. It sort of changes it up in the final third. In a good way. I will say that, actually. In a good way. there is still some really good comedy towards the end. But yeah, it's full-on comedy for about an hour, and then after that it changes and it gets quite serious, but in a very interesting way, you know, talking about trying to understand where we come from, who we are, which obviously are the big questions in life anyway, but also trying to discover why the birth mother give her up as well, which is an even bigger thing. You know, she's trying to understand all of these things in amongst going on a road trip with their friends and getting up to all sorts of manner of things that I'm not even going to mention. You've got to see it in the movie. But yeah, I came away going, you know what? I felt the heartfelt drama bits of it actually worked a lot better than a lot of the comedy. But that's not to say that some of the comedy didn't work. So I came away thinking, okay, that's an interesting movie. Like, that's something that I can get on board with.
And you recommend, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. As I said, a lot of comedy. It is a gross out comedy. It's definitely not for kids. No way. There's some things in this that, I think it's a 15 rated here in the UK. So that would be about right, to be honest.
Lovely stuff. Well, we shall add that to the list. So thank you, mate. Appreciate that for today. Some great stuff. What we got lined up for next week? Got anything lined up yet?
So next week, as I said, you know, we're in awards territory. So we've got a well, it's not a biopic. It's a movie called Dali Land. And Sir Ben Kingsley is playing Salvador Dali. So, you know, maybe that's one of the ones that they look at and they go, maybe we could get some sort of awards love. So you can see why it's coming out now. So that's a movie called Dali Land. We will review that.
It's funny, just as you said that, I misheard and thought you said Barley Land, as in wheat. And I was thinking, oh, wow, where's this one going?
So, where's Sir Ben going with these? This is Dali Land.
Dali Land. So,
he plays Salvatore Dali. We're also going to do it's another movie about Asian Americans. And this has been playing quite a few festivals recently. And this is a movie called Shortcomings. And it's all about a handful of friends who are all trying to get on the love ladder, shall we say. So we're going to talk about that. And then if you subscribe to the podcast, we will talk about the new Transformers movie, Transformers Rise of the Beasts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sunday I was looking through your recommendations of something to watch, and I saw Rise of the Beast come up, actually. It was advertised. I haven't seen that. So I didn't watch it. I parked it. So that's good timely.
Perfect. Perfect timing. Well, look, me and you are not going to transform into anything. We will just talk about the movie. We'll let others transform into whatever they want.
You speak for yourself.
See, I had no idea you transformed into a car, yeah. Spencer. You find
you
all these
no
things
idea.
Out.
That's marvellous. No, thank you. Looking forward to that.
Fantastic.
And have a great week.
I will do. You too.
You take care.
Miss this week's film reviews? Then listen again on phoenixfm.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Squeeze my
we go, In Excess there, Suicide Blonde. So, hope your Saturday's going well. I want to play for you now today's Danny's Choice. All That Man has picked a classic today. Thank you, Dan. Really appreciate it. So, keep those suggestions coming in, and because we're loving them, Dan. This is Dan's Choice for today. This is The Ocean Colour Scene.
Never saw it as the start. It's more a change of heart. Rapping on the windows, whistling down the chimney pot. Blowing up the dust in the room where I forgot. I laid my plans in solid rock. Stepping through the door like a troubadour, winding just an hour away. Looking at the trees on the roadside, feeling it's a holiday. But you and I should ride the coast and wind up in our favorite coast just miles away. Roll another, write another song like Jenny heard the day by the train. Oh, la, la. Oh, la, la. Oh, la, la. Oh, la, la. Sips another rum and coke. Told a dirty joke. Walking like Groucho, sucking on the number 10. Rolling on the floor with a cigarette bunch walked in. I miss the crush and I'm home again. Stepping to the door where the night is star whining just an hour away. Stepping to the sky and the star bright, feeling it's a brighter day. Just miles away. Roll a number. Write another song that Jimmy heard the day he caught the train. Oh, la, la. Oh, la, la. Oh, la, la. Oh, la. You and I should ride the tracks and find ourselves just waiting through tomorrow.
Nice to meet you.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.